Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Loyunish Basayim Beakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvis Daf Ches. And the Gemara in this Daf speaks in the beginning of the Daf about the concept of Sheva Brochas. The seven Brochas that are said for Chosan and Kalo, there are six Brochas that said, but including Boy Priya Gofen, we get the seven. In the Inyan of Sheva Brochas, there's so much to talk about. In Sifra Mekubolim, they speak about the Inyonim of Sheva Brochas in length. And it's to get the things we've talked about in the past regarding the connection of Chosan Kalo to the Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and other topics as well. But we will focus now on one Nekuda. And this Nekuda is written with Feirish in Sefer HaZor and Sefer VaYikra, Chel Gimel Daf Mem Daled, where there the Chazal tells the following. They say you should know that the Sheva Brochas, that is the way that we solidify the marriage between a Chosan and Kalo. What creates the chasen, what creates the chibur, is the Sheva Brochas. And Chazal go on to say that according to that, when a person is chas shalom with someone else's wife, so it's not only that he's oyver and aveiro, but he is moyel b'kadosh baruch hu b'Yisrael because he's taking away the Sheva Brochas. Sheva Brochas is a connection of a husband and wife. Someone who takes away someone else's wife, he is violating the Sheva Brochas. And the Zohar goes on to say that we have a concept of su l'odom shiyene min olam hazeh b'lo brocha. One cannot enjoy this world without a brocha. It refers to nisuin as well. One cannot be with his wife without a brocha. Which brocha is the brocha of nisuin? The Sheva Brochas. So you mainly, when a man and a woman are together without Sheva Brochas, is already a violation of the fact that they're enjoying the olam without a brocha. Kol shekin when one is with eishes ish, that he's violating the bracha that she got, the Sheva Brochas that made her into a Chosan Kal. And the explanation of what Chazal mean seems to be rooted to B'divrei Rabbi Yisenu that explain what's really the idea of seven in general. The number seven corresponds to the 7 days that we have in the world. The number seven corresponds to the fact that the world is a world of seven, and it means the world is a world of giluyim, of revelation, of the seven midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seven midas we mention in davening every day, Lecho Hashem HaGedulo VeHaGevuro VeHaTiferes VeHaNetzach VeHaHoid Kichol B'Shar VeHoretz Lecho Hashem HaMlocho. These are the seven midas, which are also known as the seven spheres. These are the seven different layers of revelation of Hashem in this world. And that's why this world is the world of seven. It's a revelation of the concept of seven. And when something is attached to the foundation of the world, and if it doesn't work, it's going to ruin something in the world, it's called shavuah. Shavuah is loshon sheva, meaning an oath. When a person does an oath, he's connecting the world to what he just said. Wherever we have a concept of seven, we have an idea that belongs to the foundation of the world. And the Shem Yishmuel has a piece on weddings in the end of Parshas Koyach, in the Sefer. And there he goes on to say that when a chosan gets married, there's a new creation over here. We know, Nimcholim Lokol Avin Yosef, he starts a new page. Why is he starting? What's changing? He used to be a human being before, and now he's a human being. How do you define the change of the chosan? So says the Avin Nezer, that the change is that before he was a private citizen, and now he becomes a klolidik person. The fact that a person gets married, he's expanding beyond himself. He becomes somebody who belongs to the cloud. And when someone starts such a thing, now you have a new creation in the world. For a new creation, you need to have a new seven. And that seven is the Sheva Brochas. It's not just a new creation, it's a creation that belongs to the world. One who's married, he's a klolidik person who connects to the world. So you need to create, so to speak, a new creation for him. And that new creation that you have for Chosan and Kalo is a creation of a new world of seven. And that is the idea of the Sheva Brochas. Because wherever we have a new creation, we talk about seven. By the way, Chazal bring that every day we also have Sheva Brochas. Because we have three brochas of Kriyishra in the morning and four brochas of Kriyishra in the evening, as the Gemara in Brochas tells us. That's seven brochas as well. Because every day, Michadesh Betu, Bechol Yom Tovin Maise Bereshis, and that's what we do in Kriyishra, talking about the creation of the day, creation of the night. It's a new creation as well. Sheva Brochas to Chosan Kalo is the new Bais Chodosh, the new creation that you have in the world. And for that, you need a seven. For that, you have a Kiyum of seven. And that's what Chazal and that Sefer Hazor that we mentioned say. That when you have a chasar kala, you're creating something new. It's a new creation for them only. And any violation of that is a violation of a creation of the world. That's the significance of the Sheva Brochos. Sheva Brochos, a new mitzius, a new creation, a new kiyum. That's what starts now when a chasar kala get married. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.